Let's continue reading Malachi chapter 4. In this final chapter of Malachi, we have a prophecy concerning the coming day of the Lord and a prediction of the coming of Elijah in the future. Malachi chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. That will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. On the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Once again, some background notes. We come now not only to the last chapter of Malachi, but to the last chapter of the Old Testament. Even though Chronicles is the last book in the arrangement of the books in the Hebrew Bible, Malachi is the last book chronologically. That's easy enough to remember because in the arrangement of the Old Testament books in our English Bibles, Malachi is last. Remember, there were three post-exilic prophets. That is, prophets who wrote after the Jews' 70-year captivity in Babylon. The three post-exilic prophets are Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Malachi is the last one. And Malachi wrote about 100 years after the return from captivity, maybe about 430 BC. After the time of Malachi, there came the so-called 400 silent years, where no prophet of God spoke until the coming of John the Baptist, who announced the coming of our Lord. We saw the prediction of the coming of John the Baptist in Malachi chapter 3. And here in chapter 4, we have an indirect reference to John the Baptist in the mention of the Elijah figure to come, as we'll see in our doctrinal points. Now, just before we go to our doctrinal points, let me mention one more background note. The fact that the Jews considered this book of Malachi as part of the sacred writings is a good indication of its divine origin. We've seen that the book of Malachi does not praise the people, but rebukes the people. Now let me ask you, do you like to keep letters or writings that people send to you, denouncing you? Hardly. The fact that the Jewish people did not throw Malachi out, but have kept this book in spite of all the rebuke here, they've kept this book and considered it scripture, is evidence that it is indeed the word of the Lord. More we could say for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for Malachi chapter 4. Doctrinal point number 1. Judgment and blessing are part of the coming day of the Lord. Judgment and blessing are part of the coming day of the Lord. The day that was mentioned at the end of chapter 3, in verse 17 there, and the day that is mentioned here in verse 1 of chapter 4 is the day of the Lord, as we see mentioned here in verse 5, the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is mentioned a number of times in the Old Testament prophets. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Zephaniah, Zechariah, and Malachi all mention the day of the Lord. So the day of the Lord is a major theme in the Old Testament. In fact, it's a major theme in the Bible because the day of the Lord is mentioned in the New Testament as well. Now, what and when is the day of the Lord? In general, the day of the Lord could be said to be any time that the Lord intervenes in the affairs of nations. It could be for judgment or for blessing. Now, there is an historical aspect to the day of the Lord. That is, some prophecies concerning the day of the Lord have already been partially fulfilled in history. As for example, when Judah fell to the Babylonians in the 6th century BC. But there is also an eschatological or future aspect to the day of the Lord, and that is what's in view here in Malachi, the future day of the Lord. The future day of the Lord includes both the coming tribulation period and the coming millennial kingdom of Christ here on this earth. The coming tribulation period of judgment is referred to here in verse 1. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble, and the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. The coming blessings of the millennial kingdom are referred to in verses 2 and 3. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. The Son of Righteousness in verse 2 may be a reference to Christ. Notice that some translations capitalize the S. But notice also that it is Son, S-U-N, not Son, S-O-N. Still, even though it's S-U-N, it may be a reference to Christ. Because in any case, it certainly refers to the righteousness that will characterize the coming kingdom of our Lord here on this earth. As the sun sends out its rays everywhere, so there will be universal restoration and healing for all that man has destroyed, including the environment. There will be no terrorism then. The wicked will be judged and righteousness will reign. Judgment and blessing are part of the coming day of the Lord. Doctrinal point number 2. Elijah will appear before the coming day of the Lord. Elijah will appear before the coming day of the Lord. Verses 5 and 6, once again. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Did you know that the Jewish people, when they celebrate the Passover today, at one point during the meal, a child goes to the door to see if Elijah has arrived? This tradition stems from this Elijah prophecy here in Malachi 4. Question: has this prophecy about the coming of Elijah been fulfilled yet? Answer: not completely. When the angel announced the birth of John the Baptist to Zacharias, his father, the angel quoted this prophecy and said that John would go forth before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, Luke 1:17. And then listen to what our Lord said of John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. Notice that our Lord said, if you are willing to receive it. It, what's the it? That is the kingdom which was at hand that John the Baptist announced and then our Lord announced. If you are willing to receive it, he, that is the prophesied one in Malachi 4, is the Elijah who is to come. But of course, Israel rejected their king and the kingdom that was offered. And remember, John the Baptist himself denied that he was Elijah, John 1:21. So how do you put all of this together? All of this explains what our Lord meant in Matthew 17, where he responded to the disciples' question about the Elijah prophecy. I'm reading Matthew 17, verses 10 through 13. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has already come, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. Matthew 17, 10 through 13. Notice, the Lord said, in reference to the Elijah prophecy, that Elijah is coming, and yet Elijah has already come. Now, this was not double talk when our Lord said that Elijah was coming, but had already come. The Elijah prophecy was a contingent prophecy. In other words, if Israel had received her Messiah and his kingdom when he came the first time, then indeed John the Baptist would have completely fulfilled the Elijah prophecy. But because they rejected the Lord, they rejected Christ, they rejected their king and his kingdom, the complete fulfillment of the Elijah prophecy awaits the second coming of Christ. We could even say that John the Baptist, as the forerunner of Christ's first coming, he was a type of a future forerunner before the Lord returns in his second coming. We read in Revelation chapter 11 of two witnesses who will precede the second coming of Christ to this earth. They will come in the spirit and power of Elijah, and indeed, one of them may be Elijah himself. Elijah will appear before the coming day of the Lord. What about practical application from Malachi chapter 4? Let's pray for more Malachi 4:6 families. Let's pray for more Malachi 4:6 families. Verse 6 once again. "And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." We come to the last verse written in the Old Testament period. As we mentioned, after this verse was written, there would be 400 years of silence. Notice what God is looking for. Families where the hearts of the fathers are turned to the children and the hearts of the children are turned to the fathers. That is, families where the biblical faith of the fathers is maintained. Families in which there is repentance from sin and the authority structure in the home is honored and respected. Remember, Elijah's ministry was to turn the nation back to the Lord, and the ministry of John the Baptist was a call to repentance. This is what God is looking for. You know, the basic unit of any nation is the family. This is one of the best ways that we can pray for our nation at this time. Pray for families. Pray for your own family. Pray for other families. The basic unit of any nation is the family. Let's pray for more Malachi 4:6 families.